play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good evening for this Western Big Six Conference boys basketball opener, Wharton Fieldhouse. Historic Wharton Fieldhouse, the venue for the Galesburg boys basketball team's conference opener and road opener. Brad Benowitz alongside Jason Wessels as we bring you Silver Streaks boys basketball. And as we said in the pregame, a monumental task here tonight. A Moline team that has aspirations of a state championship, and that's how the Silver Streaks have to open. This team does come in at 1-1. They opened in the Tournament of Champions Classic at Washington High School. Brock Harding, the four-year starter, Jasper Ogburn, Trey Taylor, the only sophomore, in fact, the only non-senior in the lineup at all, Owen Freeman, the transfer in, and Grant Welch, who made such an impression against the Silver Streaks in Moline's sweep over Galesburg last year. We're underway, and Moline wins the tip right into Harding's hands, who brings it across midcourt. We'll set the Galesburg lineup here momentarily on their first offensive possession. Good ball movement by the Maroons on the opener. Quickly to the inside, it goes to Freeman. Turn around to the left side through the lane and a bounce pass for Taylor, who gets fouled immediately. For the Silver Streaks, wearing the road black with the white trim, Gino Williams, Ian Dominique, Carter Clary gets the start back in the lineup tonight, Easton Steck and Jace Keefe. On the inbound out to the wing, Harding fires it into the corner. Three on the way, a little bit off the mark for Grant Welch. Weak side rebound, batted out of bounds. It'll go back to Galesburg for its first offensive possession.
Yeah, Moline moves the ball very, very well for a high school basketball team. That was impressive right there.
Speed, an essential part of their game. Speed, quickness, and push the tempo. That's what Moline wants to do. You heard Chad Thompson in the pregame talk about trying to make them uncomfortable. They make, from what we saw in a 28-5 season last year that went to the sectional before a loss to Normal Community. That's what Moline did routinely to teams last year. Keith on the left side, head and shoulder fake, the kick out right side. Steck will shoot the three, a little bit long. Weak side rebound pops over to Harding. Here comes Moline on the run. Quick pull up by Harding, just off the right side of the top of the arc, missed it. Rebound chased down by Gino Williams. Harding can knock him down as quickly as anybody. If he gets hot, watch out. He misses his first jumper. Dominique can do the same thing for the Streaks. He's a little bit off the mark from the left wing.
Oh, go get
and
it,
a fight for the rebound. Gino fends off his man, but get called for a reach-in, and that'll be his first foul of the game.
Gino does a great job of rebounding as a guard. He was right there in position for that. He's got a tough call against him.
Just got that little right hand out in front of him. Got it into the jersey. And the Streaks starting off in a zone defense, something Chad Thompson said he's never done in all of the years and all of the levels from which he's coached. Grant Welch hits a three from the right corner, same spot where he missed the first jumper of the game, and Moline gets the first basket of the game, a minute 24 in. 3-0 Maroons. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight, 71-48. Carter Clary, right side of the free throw line, trying to back his way in. Pump fake, slips, nearly lost his handle, now turns it over. Stolen away by Harding. The two-on-one, and a dunk by Owen Freeman, who makes a very quick and emphatic opening against the Silver Streaks in their first opportunity to play against him. Bounce pass on the interior, stolen away by Freeman, batted out of bounds by Steck. That at least denies a fast court, up court opportunity for the Maroons, but the Streaks have turned it over back-to-back possessions, now trailing 5-0.
Freeman moves exceptionally well for a big fella. I mean, he's out there, like Coach Taylor said in the pregame show, he's moving like a deer out there.
2 minutes in, 5-0 Maroons. This game could get out of hand for the Silver Streaks quickly. We've got a quick entry pass to Freeman, wide open left block. Somebody lost their man. Freeman got open. It's 7-0 Maroons. Dominique will bring it across midcourt for the Silver Streaks. Man-to-man against Ogburn. Switches directions, goes to the left. Now under the wing, entry pass down low. Gino posting up, gets blocked by Taylor. And now Gino steals it right back. Goes one on two. Feeds it to Steck. Get caught under the basket. And a blocking foul called on Freeman, who turns immediately. Thought he got all ball. And even from the position of Easton flying in from the left side with his back to the basket, it looked like Freeman just reached out with the long arms and was able to get a clean block. But the officials see it differently, and that'll put Steck at the free throw line.
Yeah, I think Easton was real close to getting caught in no man's land there underneath the hoop, and he got bailed out by the refs there.
First free throw off to the right. Steck 7 out of 10 from the free throw line on the season. Gelsberg still looking for its first points of the game. 2 minutes 24 seconds in. 7-0 Moline. First foul of the game on Moline. Second free throw off the back iron. Gino in the lane comes up with another rebound. How big has Gino been at just 6'1"? Loses his man out high, drives, but a block. Gino gets knocked down, no foul called. Ogburn with the rebound, quick three at the other direction, and Welch hits another one. He's got two from behind the arc. It's 10-0 Moline. Streaks missing some opportunities on the offensive end, and Moline getting out with it quickly. Now another steal. The takeaway by Harding up the near side. Welch, the lob, and the lay-in by Freeman. And they are putting points on the board quickly. 12-0, and a Gelsberg timeout. 5:06 to go here in this first quarter. A full timeout from Wharton Fieldhouse. We'll take a break here as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Moline with a steal. Four Gelsberg turnovers already, but Brock Harding on the run out missed the front end, clanged it off the rim, now fires a three after an offensive rebound, another miss, but Braden Freeman with it, now to the left side, Harding fires again, another miss, and the Silver Streaks finally control the rebound on the fourth effort. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter, another soft pass, Carl is able to get it away into the game, down low, Gino posted nice. Up, and a good feed from the right corner by Steck, and finally the Streaks on the board, 4:20 to go, here in this opening quarter.
Nice use of the right hand there by Gino inside with the the big fellow with the spin and the dunk.
Entry pass to Freeman just went around the left side of Steck on the baseline, just spun around him and went up with a two-handed dunk. Now the ball batted out of bounds off of Nolan Carl right in front of the scoring table. Got a double team just inside across the scoring line, or rather the timeline. And they batted it out of bounds off of Nolan's leg. 5 Gelsberg turnovers halfway through quarter number one.
Yeah, Streaks are going to have to be more patient with the ball.
Entry pass, good denial by Ian Dominique. Step for step with Grant Welch and denied what could have been a layup. Another quick left side corner pass. Easton hits a three. See if that calms Gelsberg down, can try to get them into some rhythm here. Down 14-5 now, 3:40 to go, first quarter. And Harding just puts the shoulder down low and drives in on Gino, but Gino was moving his feet. He was there for position, but he didn't hold his ground. Gets called for the blocking foul, his second, and the third team foul on the Streaks. 3:39 to go, quarter number one, Gelsberg down 9.
I thought we'd see a little bit more zone out of the Streaks tonight.
Quick left corner shot. Welch misses the three this time. Weak side rebound, Gino. Yeah, Williams a three rebounds already, but now he loses the ball. Harding just took it away from him and laid it up at the other end. That was all too easy. 6 Gelsberg turnovers. Moline has capitalized on most of them so far, leading by 11. Another bad pass intended for the top of the key. The steal and the two-handed jam by Freeman, who's got 10 already. And Moline is just eating up Galesburg's soft passing and turning it into quick points at the other end.
And dunks all over the place for the big fella.
In the corner, Dominique. Bad pass, stolen away. It's Vinny Ajogbeda who takes it away and lays it up at the other end. Another turnover, another run out. 20-5 Moline, 2:45 to go here in quarter number one. Carl right side step into the corner. Dominique goes around his man, drives, fakes, kicks out. Left wing, Carl will shoot the jumper. Missed it. Rebound, batted around. Freeman took it away from Williams. And that is just his first rebound. Spin move by Harding. Stumbled, fell, no travel called. Now another near turnover by Moline, but they hang on to it. Quick entry pass, batted away by Clary. Those quick, soft hands by the Streaks big man, and a reach foul in the backcourt. Harding, trying to keep the frenetic pressure on the Silver Streaks, just reached a little too aggressively and picks up his first foul.
You know, Carter's always seems to be in the right place, makes the right play a lot of the time. It's a good play there by Carter.
Well, it was 14-5. Streaks were down 9. You got a sense that they were starting to calm things down a little bit, maybe try to make a little run and pull back into it. But a quick 5-0 burst by Moline, rather 6-0 burst, has him up 15. Aiden Almaguer into the game. Carl with it right in front of us, just to the right of the scoring table. Lob pass, skip pass to the left side. Gino looking.
Moline seems to be playing like an extended 2-3 here and trying to trap corners. Streaks got to stay out of the corners.
Fake by Gino. Steps inside the arc, kicks it out to Nolan. Drives, floats it up with the right hand, missed it. Gets his own rebound, dribbles it back out to the wing. Picks it up, now needs help. Covered up out there by Braden Freeman into the game. Gets it over to Almaguer with a jumper from the left high post. Good. Aiden didn't score in the Streaks lost to DeKalb last Saturday night, but he gets into the scoring books here with a minute 45 to go here in quarter number one.
Yeah, that was a nice jump shot right there in front of the 6'10 Owen Freeman and knocked it down. Oh, look.
Speaking of Freeman, hits a jumper from about 18 feet out. So when he's not jamming him down right in front of the basket, he's hitting him from 18 feet outside.
The kid's a big-time player. He's not going to the University of Iowa for nothing.
Almaguer gets it over to Ian. Little sidestep to the right between the legs with the dribble. Pulls up high, top of the arc, missed it, long rebound. Pops out to Harding, chases it down, pushes it into the front court. Lobs it over to everybody's head, banks it off the backboard. Steck with a run out on the rebound, and he jams it at the other end.
Dunkaroo for Easton.
Right in front of the Moline student section, and that's something that'll be a little bit pleasing to the Silver Streaks faithful. And a quick whistle on the other end as Moline wastes absolutely no time getting it back down court, getting Galesburg to back up defensively, back up too late. A three-point play possibility just like that for the Moline Maroons back at it on the foul by Nolan Carl.
Yeah, Streaks got to do a better job of getting back. I mean, this team will turn defense into offense as quick as anybody.
55 seconds to go, quarter number one. Streaks down 15, 24-9. Freeman, who had the basket, free throw off the back iron twice. Good box out by Nolan to fend off his man behind him, who is Trey Taylor. Now Nolan in the backcourt brings it across midcourt himself. Up the near sideline, Easton Steck. Sean Taylor had his hands out coaching, and he had to pull him back. Now the Streaks turn it over anyway. 9 first quarter turnovers. Taylor drives, knocked off balance, blocking foul as he hits the deck. And Nolan Carl will pick up his second. 5 team fouls on the Streaks. 2 on Carl, 2 on Gino Williams, 1 on Easton Steck. 37 seconds to go, quarter number one. It's going to get Clary back into the game.
Streaks are going to have to take care of the basketball. We definitely got to make shots and get good shots, and every possession is valuable against a good team like this.
We were impressed by what DeKalb did against the Silver Streaks last Friday night. This is almost another level up from what we've seen through the first 7.5 minutes of this ball game here tonight. Moline already on a pace to score 100. They put up 25 with 37 seconds still to play in the first quarter.
Very impressive first quarter by the Maroons.
Taylor makes the first free throw. Just a sophomore. Again, the only non-senior in the lineup for the Maroons. Hits both free throws. 17-point Moline lead. Full court press by the Maroons.
Somebody's got to come help.
Clary will inbound. He does find Dominique, who races across midcourt. Bounce pass right side through the lanes. And Gino was going too fast down the lane. And that was a tough bounce pass intended for Gino to catch him in stride. And he just wasn't ready for it. That would have been beautiful had they been able to execute it, but that was really tough on a bounce pass.
Yeah, that's a tough pass in transition.
Final 30 seconds of the quarter. Harding around a screen. Pulls up, left of the arc, drains it. They may put up 30 in this quarter before it's all said and done. They're a point away from that, leading by 20 with 15 seconds to go.
I mean, you can see the two Division I players, the difference.
Jace Keith back in the game. Drives, contact shot off the rim, but he draws a foul, and Keith will shoot two free throws here with 8 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Jace did a good job attacking the left side of the rim there.
Foul on Alex Schimmel, just the second team foul, sorry, third team foul on Moline here in the first quarter. Keith to the free throw line. Not many opportunities so far in the season. 2 out of 5. Streaks have missed their only free throw opportunities tonight. This one circles around the rim and drops through. His first point of the night. 29-10. Steck with half of the streak's points, including a dunk. But the streaks are getting out-dunked, outscored, out-turnovered, out-rebounded with 8 seconds to go and outscored by 19. Second free throw by Keith coming up and off the back iron. Harding with a rebound, on the run, pushing it, 9 seconds to go. Pull-up jumper, right side, off the wing, missed it. Rebound, batted around with 2 seconds. Clary controls. That's the end of the first quarter. 29-10, an impressive first quarter by the second-ranked Moline Maroons leading the Silver Streaks at Wharton Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder temps? Listen to Shane.
This is Shane Irons, your service manager here at Ford of Galesburg. A coolant flush should be performed every 5 years or 100,000 miles. It keeps your system clear of unwanted debris, protecting the hoses and coolant lines from significant damage. Our job is to protect you from being stranded this winter, so right now we're running a coolant special of only $139.99. Please contact us to make your appointment today.
Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
29-10 Moline after one. The Maroons scored the first 12 points of the game, forcing a Galesburg timeout not even 3 minutes into the opening quarter. Silver Streaks finally got a basket, pulled within 9, and then the Maroons went on a 6-0 run to put it up to double digits at 20-5. And all they've done is extend the lead, 29-10, aided by 10 Galesburg turnovers. And Jason, I know you said coming up tonight, we're not going to talk about the turnovers. And you're right. We felt like all we talked about was turnovers in those four Thanksgiving tournament games.
For a week straight, all we talked about was turnovers.
We can't not talk about it, though, the way this game has started.
The Streaks just got to take care of the basketball, plain and simple.
Got to be crisper and more aggressive on their passes.
Yeah, we're going to have to shorten passes and like you said, crisper, shorter passes.
Right high post, Carter Clary skips it left side over to Ian Dominique. Circles around, has his pocket picked from the backside. The steal by Ogburn, driving in left side, gets fouled.
Take care, good luck to you.
Well, another turnover, another run out. Foul will put him at the line.
It's becoming a theme.
That's a third foul on Gino, and that's about the worst possible case scenario. Now, in fairness, visiting with Chad Thompson earlier today, getting ready for this one tonight, he said we're going to be physical. The only chance we have is to be as physical, and that means everybody. And he said part of the message in practice this week is, I don't care if we foul out 14 guys tonight, we've got to be physical with them. Well, I don't think in all reality Gino Williams picking up his third foul 30 seconds into the second quarter.
Yeah, Gino's probably going to have to sit for the rest of the half, and the bench is going to have to pick him up.
30-10 Moline. 1 of 2 at the line for Jasper Ogburn. Carter Clary, open three, banks it in. Carter had taken only one from behind the arc, which he missed, but he banks that one in, and the Streaks are down 17. Now to answer at the other end, Welch drains one just right at the top of the circle. He's got 3 from behind the arc, 9 in the first half, and the lead is back to 20. Pressure on Nolan Carl in the backcourt from the sophomore Taylor. Here comes the double team, passes out of it. Right corner, Steck for 3, short, barely draws the iron, and the rebound, Welch didn't control it, and it goes off his hands, and the Streaks get a break, they're going to get it back.
Yeah, he was in between there, he looked like he wanted to grab it, and then he kind of, well, is it off of me, is it not off me, and ended up letting it go out, and it was off him.
Indecision gets you every time, won't it?
It will.
Nolan Carl, left of the basket, tries to inbound it, has it slapped back into his face by Freeman, guarding him at 6'10". What do you think that wingspan is? Over 7 feet,
yeah,
for sure.
It's over seven.
Carl gets around him. Fires it up top to Ian. Lost his man on a crossover. Now gets it over to Nolan. He'll shoot a long three off the front of the rim. Freeman with a rebound. Out comes Moline. Harding other end. Layup. Left hand. Streaks couldn't get back quickly enough. Harding with seven. And it's 35-13. Again, a miss on one end. Transition opportunity at the other end. Moline is looking to run with it every opportunity they can.
Yeah, they get out. They get out and go.
Here's a near steal coming in from the backside. Jasper Ogburn. Clary just trying to hand it off to Carl. You cannot be that soft of the passes. You've got to be more aware of where these guys are because they are in constant motion.
Yeah, they swarm like amoebas.
Braden Freeman, a sophomore, and a bad pass on the inbound, stolen away. Spin move, Harding to the basket, up and in.
Harding is a big-time player. You can see it.
37-13, 30-second timeout for the Streaks. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight, as Jason and I have the pleasure of traveling in a 2023 Nissan Rogue, brand new, about 480 miles on it. So I guess it'll be over 500 to some happy new owner by the time we get it back into town.
Very nice vehicle. It was very spacious, and I enjoyed the ride up here. It was very smooth.
Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Remember, all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, and all used vehicles up to 5 years old and under 80,000 miles also come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. And don't forget, the 10th annual Fill a Frontier food drive continues. You get an additional 2 years and 30,000 miles of free oil changes with every vehicle purchased by donating to the food drive. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Visit online at galesburgcars.com. Coming out of the 30-second timeout, ball batted out of bounds.
Moline is just speeding us up. We're playing way too fast right now. We're going to have to take the air out of the ball a little bit if we're going to get back in this game.
Got to get the ball moving crisper and make them chase a little bit. Streaks want to stand there and hold the ball and look over the court. All Moline's going to do is get in their face, jump in, slap the ball out of their hands. I mean, it's just constant activity by this team. Ian trying to work around a screen, gets to the right side, goes around his man, cut off at the free throw line, tries to back pass it, and it gets backhanded and taken away by Moline. Now Harding lost the handle on it, a break for the Streaks, a steal. Almaguer comes out with it, pulls up at the right high post. The younger brother, Braden Freeman, all over and passes it away. The give and go from Clary to Jace Keith, who gets knocked to the deck, got fouled, and he'll shoot two free throws. I think they're going to get big brother Owen Freeman on that one, and that's his second.
That's another good pass by Carter. He does a good job passing out of the post. Hits Jace coming in from the left side, and Jace draws the foul and gets two free throws.
So Jace, one of two from the line tonight, his only points so far. Eyes it, shoots it, and hits. It's the junior, Jace Keith.
Yeah, he's pretty confident at the line. He's got a nice stroke at the line.
6'4", 175 pounds. Still looking for his first double-digit game of the season and of his varsity career. He's got two tonight on free throws. 5:50 to go first half. Hits nice. Both. Streaks trying to find some offensive rhythm here. Down 22. And trying to find a way to slow Moline down. Half court, full court, doesn't matter. Harding around a screen. Dominique fights through it. Now pulls up right wing. A little bit short.
Nice.
Good box out by Clary to come down with a rebound. Just got Freeman on his hip. Wasn't going to let him get a look at it. Now Jace around his man. Drives in. Takes it right at Freeman, who stuffs it and comes up with a block.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you just got to stop and pull up short and shoot a little jump shot. You're
open three from the left corner, missed by Braden Freeman.
You're not going to be able to finish against a 6'11 kid inside like that.
Clary picks up the dribble in the backcourt, fires it into the front court. Almaguer, no looks it over left side to Ian, pulls up from the wing, a little bit long. And the weak side rebound gently into the hands of Brock Harding. Into the front court quickly, stops inside the top of the arc. Entry pass, Freeman gets around Keith and jams it. Third dunk of the night?
Yeah, he gets it anywhere close to the rim. He's not afraid to go up and dunk it. And that's what you want to see out of a big kid like that. Iowa's got a good one coming.
Backdoor cut. Steck tries to go up for the hammer dunk, and he bangs it off the back iron. Long rebound pops out to Freeman. He was wide open from the baseline, and he tried to make a statement dunk. And now a three on the other end is good for Brock Harding. He's got seven in the quarter, 12 for the game, 42-15.
That was another good pass by the big fella Freeman. He finds Harding over on the right wing, and he just knocks it down.
Jumper from the baseline. Almaguer got blocked. On the weak side, Ajungbeda comes up with a rebound, brings it into the front court. And another three by Harding.
Harding is not afraid to shoot it.
They lead by 30. Well, I don't want to say it's what we expected, but it is certainly what we feared tonight. We're halfway through the second quarter, and the streaks trail by 30.
I mean, they got 45 points with 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter. I mean, you might be right what you said earlier. They might be on their way to 100 tonight.
Certainly on that pace. And we all know about the intensity of the rivalry between these two schools, Moline and Galesburg, and you better believe the student section would be delighted to see Moline put up 100 on anybody. But, I mean, Moline, UT, Rock Island, and Galesburg would be right up there at the top of teams that they would love to see Moline drop 100 on.
Yes. Anytime you can do that against a conference rival.
Ian trying to shake and bake his man. Harding on the right side can't do it. Taylen Davis into the game. He's going man-to-man against Ajungbeda. Stops at the top of the arc, gives it away to Clary. Everything jammed up top. Not much space to move. Carter trying to create space with the dribble. Now Easton pulls up right wing, rattles him through the from the rim, and he's got eight. 45-18, streaks down 27. The give and go, down low, back out, missed three by Welch. Ball batted around, Steck comes out with it on the run for the streaks. Driving, one on two, down the lane, and a whistle. We're going to call a defensive foul. I thought for a moment a travel might be called as Easton took a little bit of an extra step in there, but partially because of the contact that was made, and Grant Welch does pick up his first foul.
Yeah, Easton did a good job of getting into the kid's body and drawing a foul there.
Alex Schimmel in. Ajungbeda sits down for Moline. You mentioned the Maroons defense earlier, Jason. Chad Thompson saying they'll play everything. They'll play anything and everything.
Yes.
1-2-2 zone, 1-3-1, full court man press. Here's a three by Dominique from the right wing, missed it. Freeman with a weak side rebound, fires it into the front court. Good anticipation by Dominique, steals it away. Steck up the right side, stops at the wing, gives to Almaguer, drives, pull-up jumper off the back rim. Freeman with the answer at the other end, pulls down another one.
Yeah, quick shots are not the answer.
Started quietly on the rebounding end, Owen Freeman did. He's got six in the game now, had only one in the first quarter. 2:45 to play for the half, streaks down 45-18. Around a screen, Harding just right at the top of the arc, rattles one out and around and drops through.
They are running a little two-man game between Harding and Owen Freeman. Yep. Every time, a little pick and roll, and it's, you know, Harding's not afraid to shoot it off that pick, and he's just knocking down the three.
He's got 10 in the quarter, 15 for the game. 30-point lead for Moline, 2:20 to go for the half. Dominique on the right side in front of head coach Sean Taylor for Moline. Drives to the right side of the lane, kicks it back out. Clary open for another three. Off the rim, hangs and then drops. Braden Freeman comes down with a rebound. It's a little push-off on Steck in the backcourt. There's Harding left wing for the quick three. Missed it. Almaguer the rebound. Gets it out to Taylen Davis. Into the left corner, knocked out of Davis's hands by Welch. Streaks will hang on to it. Under 2 minutes to go here in the half.
Taylen getting some good minutes here in the first half.
Quincy at UT tonight. That's a good matchup for an opener. Geneseo at Rock Island. Alleman at Sterling. Probably not so good matchups. And right now, this one not what the Silver Streaks wanted either. Down 30 with under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Davis goes around his man, drives down the right side, and from the backside, it's almost like Freeman baited into that, blocked it out of bounds. He let Davis go to the right side, and then as Davis got to the low blocks, thinking he could scoop one up there, Freeman was just waiting with that long reach to bat it out of bounds.
Yeah, I got Freeman down for three blocks already. We're definitely going to have to stop before we get into the paint into his area.
Davis with a step back at the free throw line. Nice. Tough little shot, knocks it through. 48-20. Moline by 28. Minute 40 to play for the half. Harding up the right side, now backs it up to the volleyball ball line. Backs it all the way up about 3 feet inside of half court. To the right side, entry pass, Welch, Freeman fires it through the lane, turn around by Ogren, he's going to kick it out. The drive inside, brother Freeman kicks it out, now out it goes to Welch for three, and there's another one from behind the arc. He's got 12.
And he can shoot it too.
Four, five, six, seven.
From the 3-point line for Welch.
I've got them for seven threes on the night overall. Here's Dominique, it's around his man, fires it right corner, Steck to answer, does. Easton's got three from behind the arc, 11 for the game. 51-23. Moline will bring it up a little bit slow for them. Skip pass left side over to Braden Freeman. I say brother Freeman, I'm talking about younger brother of Owen Freeman. Owen the senior, Braden the sophomore. Both transfers in. The three by Welch from the corner missed it. Harding skies up but couldn't control the rebound. And it goes into the hands of Clary. Silver Streak down 28. Trying to put together a little run here late in the first half. Just to give him some boost going into the locker room. Bounce pass, Tufflin through the lane from Easton, intended for Dominique. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Dominique touched it last. There were two white-jerseyed Maroons there. But apparently it was Dominique who couldn't handle it. Streaks have cut down on the turnovers in the second quarter, but his hat has not helped them.
Yeah, that's a tough pass there by Easton. Anytime you get on the baseline and you try to throw a bounce pass, it's not going to work a whole lot of the time.
This is as slow as you're going to see Moline bring it up court. Harding walks it across midcourt as they're going to hold for the final shot. 20 seconds to play.
Looks like Streaks going the little 1-2-2 here.
51-23 with 12 seconds to go. Harding still in the dribble out high. Left wing, Owen Freeman kicks it back out. Harding fakes into the corner. The give and go to Freeman, steps to the basket, dunks it, and we've got a foul. I didn't see who got him. So the basket's going to count. It's going to be a possible three-point play, and apparently Aiden Almaguer got him. I don't know how, because Freeman was... Aiden was in the vicinity, but, I mean, there was... Maybe he just reached into the last minute, got him in the lower body. I don't know. That was not much of a foul, but it ends up as a three-point play. And the Streaks will have to fire one. Almaguer from the right wing just had to force it up. Threw it over the rim, and that's how the first half ends. The Streaks down 31, 54-23 at the half at Wharton Fieldhouse. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, look at the individual scoring, see if we can get some scoring updates from around the Western Big Six Conference on the other games we mentioned. We'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff as well. It's ugly so far for the Streaks. 54-23 Moline, the second-ranked team in 4A, leading big at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse, 54-23. Thanks for being with us here on the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Show. Ford on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. 54-23, all Moline in the first half. So, Jason Wessels, we're going to ask you to mentally transport yourself into the Streaks locker room. What possibly could the Silver Streaks be discussing here? You can't say, well, we're not going to come back on this one, guys. That's not going to be the message from head coach Chad Thompson, but you got to find a way to turn this game around into a positive of some sort.
You got to find something, whether it be offensively or defensively, to hang your hat on. We know we're outmatched, but we've got to find a way to compete and not turn the ball over as much in the second half and work on things that we can work on to improve for the rest of the season. I mean, it's going to be a good learning experience. It's not every week you get to play the number two team in the state, so hopefully we'll get a good learning experience out of this.
I think if nothing else, at least part of the message has to be, all right, it's 0-0 coming out of the locker room.
Yes.
And we're going to play the second half and try to win the second half. Don't you imagine that's got to be at least part of the message?
You do as much as you can. It's, you know, games like this, like I said, try to find something positive to hang your hat on. Whether it be, you know, like you said, if it's 0-0, try to find a way to win the second half, win a third quarter. Find something, just like I said, to hang your hat on.
I think we have a faculty cookie eating contest going on here, and all of the they're all adults. It's not kids.
Yeah, and they're all in costumes.
They're all in costumes. We got Charlie Brown out there. We got somebody with an inflatable they're crayons, rockets. I guess they're rockets on his back with a Santa hat on. They got a couple of.
Here comes a guy on a scooter with the American flag.
We got a fella in a Christmas tree suit. Two Christmas tree suits. Some guys coming out in old Moline jersey. I mean, this is quite the show, and it's getting the crowd riled up here, as if they don't have to be riled up already, leading by 31, 54-23. We'll take a break here on the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Show. We'll come back, take a look at those first half stats, the individual scoring, and we'll get a word from the Streaks locker room as well. With the Streaks down big to number 2 Moline from Wharton Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse, 54-23 is the Moline lead over the Silver Streaks. Checking on some scores, Quincy leading United Township 29-17, that game in the first half. Of the other three games, that one figures to be the most interesting. And the folks around the Western Big Six might have been thinking that about this one. And if they were, then they've been right through the first half, with Moline up by 31, 51-23. Jason, you were talking with Coach Sean Taylor in the pregame about Moline's schedule. I did want to pass along a note about Galesburg's schedule, because we did find out today the lineup in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. It's coming up on the Saturday before Christmas weekend. And Silver Streaks will play in the fourth game, right in the middle of the seven. And it's something Coach Chad Thompson and I talked about earlier today. North Scott is the opponent. And Iowa has dominated that shootout here in recent years. Have won the last six in a row, I think. And there for a couple of years. There was one year where Iowa won all the games. And in the year before, the year after, one of those two, I can't remember, an Illinois team won only one of the seven games, and that was Galesburg. So the Silver Streaks have enjoyed more recent success than their counterparts from Illinois. But the Streaks got the middle of the day game at 2:45 up at Augustana on December 17th, I think, would be that day.
And let's hope this is the year Illinois turns around. Let's go up there and win this thing.
Well, if this game is any indication, Pleasant Valley's going to have their hands full in the last game against Moline.
PB is in trouble this year.
So here tonight, the Silver Streaks are in trouble, and the cookie-eating contest is done, and they're going to put a full 10 minutes on the halftime clock here, so we're going to have just as much time as we thought we might here.
That was great halftime entertainment. That's as good as you can get right there.
Well, the crowd certainly loved it.
I enjoyed it.
And we were seeing it from the backside. All right, so let's start off with three-point shooting here as we look at our halftime statistics, which I haven't added up because I was looking for some Big Six scores. By the way, thanks to Galesburg High School junior Sam Statisky, who's joining us, is like a crazy man interested in this career.
Yeah, Sam's a great kid, and it's been fun having him along with us.
So Sam's been backing us up on statistics here and helping us out, and he was checking some Twitter scores with me, trying to track some of those down. And our halftime stats here, brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. So Moline 21 out of 31 in the first half. We thought DeKalb shot well last Saturday night.
I thought DeKalb was a very good basketball team. Moline is a whole nother level. A whole nother level.
I think we had DeKalb at 54% shooting in that game last week. And, of course, when you're knocking down dunks, you're going to certainly shoot a better percentage. And 15 points in the first half for Brock Harding. I had 19 for Owen Freeman, so 34 of their 54 points. Grant Welch knocked down four threes for 12. Jasper Ogburn had one. Vinny Ajungbeda off the bench. Trey Taylor each with two. 54 first half points by the Moline Maroons. Easton Steck leads the Silver Streaks with 11. Geno Williams got into foul trouble in the first half and sat much of the second quarter with those fouls. He has two. Taylen Davis off the bench. Aiden Almaguer each with two. Carter Clary, Jace Keith each with three. But Ian Dominique hasn't scored. Nolan Carl off the bench hasn't scored. Streaks need more balanced scoring, but you can't score if you're turning the ball over.
Yeah, Ian's been our leading scorer. He's averaging 14.5 points on the season so far, and he's just having a hard time finding shots out there with Moline's length. He's got to definitely become more of a factor here in the second half. Like we said, let's try to win the second half, try to win the third quarter, find a way to have something positive come out of this game.
Mentioned turnovers. I had the Streaks for 14 in the first half. How does that compare to what you had, Jason?
6, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And meanwhile, I had Moline with only four.
I had them for two.
So that becomes part of the story as well. Too many for us and not forcing enough on the other end. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Wharton Fieldhouse tonight. A reminder, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty with all new cars, trucks, and SUVs. They come with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, and all used vehicles up to 5 years old and under 80,000 miles also come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. And don't forget, if you have any rental car needs, give Galesburg Nissan a call. They typically have 20 vehicles available to meet your rental car needs. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. You can visit them online at galesburgcars.com. And our thanks for providing a 2023 Nissan Rogue. Beautiful drive, beautiful vehicle, smooth. I will attest maybe the acceleration is a little more than I expected. And get to go in at a pretty good speed without even realizing it quite easily.
And it comes with all the bells and whistles. I mean, reverse camera, all the wood grain, and it's a very nice vehicle.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Moline tonight. Take a break, come back. We'll get a word from the coaching staff of the Streaks down at Moline, 54-23 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, can you get in my purse and grab my eye drops? I can't see anything.
Well, that's something you want the person driving you to say.
Please, my eyes get so dry they hurt. Is that not normal?
Actually, up to 12% of people suffer from chronic dry eye. But in order to treat it properly, you need to find out the exact cause. Kehoe Eye Care offers the Oculus Keratograph, a diagnostic tool designed to more accurately determine the cause of dry eye so it can be treated correctly. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
The official WGIL forecast includes a wind advisory effect until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Gradually clearing, blustery, those wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour at times. Slight chance of showers, overnight low of 20. Sunny and windy tomorrow, the high of 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, overnight low of 18. Sunday, sunny and a high of 42. While Sunday night, an overnight low of 25. In downtown Galesburg, it's 54 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here, joined by Sam Satiski shadowing us, junior from Galesburg High School. And the Silver Streaks trailing Moline 54-23 at the half. Quincy leading United Township 29-17. Sterling up on Alleman 41-7. That game ready to get started in the second half. And Rock Island leading Geneseo big 60-18 also at the half. Let's talk things over with assistant coach Eric Thompson. Here's Jason.
All right, Jason Wessels here with assistant coach Eric Thompson. Coach, rough first half there. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you guys talked about at halftime.
Well, we talked about at halftime is just being relentless, still being relentless. Galesburg's brand of basketball has, you know, whether it's wins or losses, Galesburg's brand of basketball has always been play hard through the horn all 32 minutes. It was a tough half because our offense, I don't know what it sounds like on the radio, but our offense is actually our biggest problem right now. Just a lot of quick shots and turnovers. We try to go zone in the beginning of the game, but they have a lot of good stuff. I mean, those first three possessions, they're either going to get a dunk or a wide open three to a good shooter. So just making adjustments for a great team. But Galesburg was kind of Galesburg's biggest opponent in the first half, and trying to clear that up in the second half so we can leave here with good habits.
Yeah, and Brad and I were talking about finding something positive to hang your hat on in the second half. Whether it be winning the third quarter, maybe winning the second half, find something positive to hang your hat on.
Yep, I mean, finding a number that we want to cut this lead to, you know, and personal challenges. I mean, this is a great chance for young athletes to kind of see how they match up against playing best of the best, right? They got two Big Ten guys. I think it's a great challenge. I think this is something that I hope all of our guys in the second half will step up to and not kind of shy away from.
Thanks, Eric. Good luck, rest of the half.
Thanks very much.
Our thanks, as always, to the coaching staff joining us at the half. Give us some insight. That's assistant coach Eric Thompson with Jason Wessels. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Some other stats from the first half. Silver Streak shot 8 out of 19 from the field, but again, 14 turnovers. 4 out of 9 from three-point range. Rebounding in favor of the Maroons. Not like you might expect, though. Just 15 to 14. Sophomores fell tonight, 71 to 48. Late third quarter, Quincy has pushed its lead to United Township up to 17 now at 42-25. So the game that we anticipated might be the closest in the conference tonight is quickly not being a very close game either. So Quincy, Rocky, Sterling, and Moline, all the favorites in the games here tonight, all winning their games big now. All of the games, if not in the second half, ready to start the second half, including this one here, with the Silver Streaks down 54-23. For the Streaks next week, a couple of more Western Big Six Conference games. Back home Tuesday for Sterling when the Golden Warriors come to town, and then a week from tonight, back up here in the Quad Cities as the Silver Streaks come back on the road. They'll take on United Township over at the Panther Den. So one game this week, two games next week, and then, whoo, look out, four games.
And then it gets fun.
Yeah, Manual on Monday. And again, this is, by and large, the same schedule the Silver Streaks had last year. Manual on Monday the 12th, followed by a road trip to Burlington on Tuesday, then at Geneseo on Friday the 16th, and that Iowa-Illinois shootout game, 2:45 against North Scott on Saturday the 17th. Talked with that stretch a little bit with Coach Chad Thompson earlier today, and last year, we referred to that game or that stretch of games as the gauntlet. You run into those four games in December, and then they actually had another game on a Tuesday going into the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The Silver Streaks won all of those games. And Chad saying, you know, it looks a lot more daunting this year. There has to be a lot of growth by this team, but he's really looking at this month of December, starting with this game here tonight, as developing maturity for this Silver Streaks team that, again, doesn't bring back a lot of varsity minutes, and really running into the experience and the athleticism and the dominance of Moline here tonight as they battle off Galesburg, and then they battle off for an offensive rebound. And it's Trey Taylor who goes one-on-one against the Silver Streaks down low with a miss right along the low blocks, an offensive rebound putback.
The Taylor kid's put together pretty well for a sophomore. I mean, he's a big kid.
Clary trying to lean his way in on Freeman. And now leans in again and took too much time in there. Got called for 3-second lane violation. Freeman, all he was doing was holding his ground. Carter was trying to muscle up and trying to create some space down low, and all he ended up doing was knocking himself off balance a little bit, and that kept him planted in the lane for too long. Yeah. So turnover on their first possession. Harding out high with Gino back in the game. No looks it to the first row of the bleachers, and that's a rare turnover by Moline.
Yeah, it's a tough pass there. He tried to hit Freeman on a backdoor lob and just overshot him.
Just miscommunication. Harding goes up high, misses a putback twice, and it's a silver streaks. Finally, Gino comes off the baseline, and he's able to get the third rebound, but now Harding pokes it away. 2-on-1, lobs it, misses. Freeman with a putback. Too many chances.
Yeah, got to take care of the basketball.
3 turnovers by the streaks already, just a minute into the third quarter. Keith around his man, drives in from the left side, got some space up top, and is able to clear out going around Taylor for the layup.
Yeah, it was a nice move by Jace there. He's having a nice night tonight.
First basket of the game for Jace Keith, 58-25. In the lane, Freeman up and in.
I mean, that's just a big-time move. That's just a college move. He faces up, goes back, goes back to the basket, and finishes with the right hand coming across the lane.
Well, Silver Streaks fans, if you don't like Freeman doing it against the Streaks, if you're also an Iowa fan, or if you're also an Illinois fan, you're not going to like seeing him on the college level either. Step back by Gino, right side, missed it. Clary takes the rebound away from Freeman, tries to feed it to Gino, getting in from the right side through his hands. Another turnover. Moline into the front court. Welch steps into a three. Rims in and out. Rebound Taylor, put back. Nobody there for the Streaks. That was as easy as it comes for sophomore Trey Taylor.
Yeah, that's Streaks need to come out with a little bit more effort here in the third quarter.
Here's a near turnover. Moline had 2 players sprinting down court to go for the down court pass. Harding couldn't get it on the near sideline. Looks like he's talking things over with assistant coach Steve Hawkins down there. Steve's looking to one of the officials, I think, calling it now. Taylor knocks down a silver streak, goes up, off balance, and in. He got tangled up with Keith in front of the scoring table. Keith fell to the floor. That leads to another run out and a 64-25 lead.
6 early points here for Taylor in the third.
Clary, crossover dribble, backing his way in, stumbling, trying to post up on Freeman, and gets called for traveling. That's 20 Galesburg turnovers, including 6
Carter,
in less than 2.5 minutes of the third quarter.
Carter tried to do a little too much there. It looked like he was trying to go one-on-one with Freeman, and he's just not going to win that battle too often. You have to play more team basketball.
Entry pass, they go back to Taylor. Spin move on Clary up and in. Well, the message is clear here. Get it into Trey Taylor. Get the sophomore some points. He didn't take a shot in the first half. He's got 8 already in the third quarter. We're not even 3 minutes gone. Freeman has the other 2 baskets. So Moline has put up a quick 12 points on the streaks. Gino around his man. Down the lane. Shot off the glass and in. A foul on the floor. That's got to be a 3-point play. And now there's some contact under the basket between Freeman and
Carter.
Clary. The officials aren't paying attention. Now they get into it.
Somebody's got to get control of Carter.
They pull Clary out. And a technical foul has been called on the streaks bench, I think, as Clary and Freeman had contact under the basket. The streaks were trying to get in there and get Clary out of there. There was a lot of talking going on underneath. Freeman on the opposite end came out applauding. 2 of the 3 officials on the floor were communicating with each other. I think they were trying to figure out or trying to clarify if the basket by Gino was good. So they lost track of what was happening physically under the basket. The technical foul called on the silver streak. So there's the official indication that the basket does count for Gino. And now there's going to be a long discussion and a lot of sorting out.
Yeah, that we can't have that.
And the coaching staff for the Silver Streaks upset with their players on the floor. And they are getting after their kids. Chad Thompson was saying earlier today when we were talking with him that Moline players will talk. And he said, our kids can't get caught up in that.
Yeah,
that's pretty clear that that's what happened there. There was enough talking and the streaks had enough.
Moline's definitely running their mouths out there a little bit. And like you said, I think Carter had enough of it. There's no place in the game for that.
So the streaks have sent Clary to the locker room. The foul called on Clary. And I don't know if we got a technical on Carter. The technical was indicated in front of the Galesburg bench. Clary's come out of the locker room now. Streaks Brady Landis got him into the locker room, just pulled him off the floor, got him into the locker room, apparently just to tell him to calm down. You know, go kick the wall or something like that, and then come back out, and he does. Geno misses a free throw, and now we're going to have technical free throws at the other end.
Looks like Coach Taylor is going to sub out his guys here early in the third.
Yeah, pretty big substitution group coming in.
Yeah, it looks like a line change coming.
Brody Harding at the free throw line. First one up and in. We don't have the PA mic'd here like we have the pleasure and the great fortune of doing with Jeff Lamb and the work that he's done to give us that access at John Thiel Gym. I believe it's two technical fouls on the Streaks, one on Clary and one on the Streaks bench. Third free throw by Harding up and in. He's got 18 in the game. And now makes them all. 70-27. This game went from ugly to uglier in a big hurry.
Yep, here comes the line change.
Five in, five out for Moline. And under the circumstances, Coach Sean Taylor may just leave him on the bench the rest of the game.
Yeah, I think that's a good move by Coach Taylor to get them guys out of the game and let cooler heads prevail here a little bit.
It's a 43-point Moline lead with 5 minutes still to play in the third quarter. Taylor Lewis, a junior. Braden Freeman, a sophomore, back in, along with Peyton Olmstead, another junior. The drive down to the right wing by Schimmel gets to the low blocks and a quick foul called. Schimmel will go to the line shooting two. And they're going to call that one on Keith. Just the first of the game on Jace Keith. And the third of the half on the Silver Streaks. First one by Schimmel off the back iron, falls off the rim. So of the three team fouls on Galesburg, a technical on Clary, that's the first personal foul called against the Streaks, Keith, and then a technical foul on the bench. Schimmel makes one of two, 71-27. Nolan Carl, Easton Steck, Ian Dominique, Jace Keith, and Geno Williams for the Streaks. Steck around a screen up top, pulls up left of the arc, air balls a three. Ajung Beda with a rebound, his third of the game.
Right, this is a tough shot by Easton. It's, you know, getting in too much one-on-one again.
Dribble down the left side, reverse by Freeman, missed it. Keith might have got a hand on it. Carl comes out with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Geno skips it into the left corner. Keith passes up the three. Pull up from 12 off the rim. Rebound tapped by Geno, controlled by Ajung Beda. Moline with a huge lead. The kick out left corner. The younger brother Freeman missed it. Rebound tipped out. Lewis chases it down for Moline. Under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. This game well out of hand. And Moline slowing things down a bit. Playing some half-court offense here. A little passing around the perimeter. A little dribbling around the perimeter. Ajung Beda with it at the volleyball line. Right side. Gets the handoff. Right back from Olmstead. Drives to the left side. Geno reaches in and creates a travel.
Yeah, one too many steps by the young kid.
Credit Geno with a turnover there, reaching in, just knocking off his rhythm enough to take that extra step. 3:35 to play, third quarter, 71-27. Moline by 44. Geno trying to work around a screen out high, but two Moline defenders there, so he passes into the left corner. Keith misses a three. Weak side rebound, Braden Freeman fires it into the front court. Down the right side of the lane, the step to the basket. Olmstead gets blocked. Loose ball picked up by Freeman. Down the left side of the lane, up and in. Strong move to the basket by the sophomore. His first of the game, 73-27, off an offensive rebound.
Yeah, solid finish by the younger brother there of Owen Freeman.
Left side, Steck. Swing it right side over to Ian. Dominique with the ball on the floor. Gives it over to Keith. Keith down the right side, floats one up off the mark. Easton flies in, got a hand on the rebound, couldn't control. Now a foul down low. Keith trying to wrap it up under the basket. And we've got a reach in called on Moline.
I like the aggressiveness out of Jace tonight. He's been very aggressive.
Oh, you telling me we got a Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate? Is that what you're angling for there?
Yeah, I think he's probably been the best player on the court tonight for the Streaks.
So, Jace in the process of trying to secure an offensive rebound, but they're not going to say it was in an effort to get the putback. So, Streaks will inbound, left of the basket. Inbound out high. Nearly stolen away. Tipped, but the Streaks hang on to it. Pull-up jumper, free throw line. Missed it. Rebound. Batted around. Chased down weak side. It'll be Olmstead who comes up with it. 73-27 Moline.
That ball was batted around about four or five different times.
To the left side, Olmstead with it offensively. Out to Ajung Beda. Up top, Schimmel shoots a three. Hits it. Everybody getting in on the act for Moline tonight. 76-27. They're about to go up 50. The Streaks need a basket here. Up top, Easton. Dribbles into the left corner, throws it away. 20-plus turnovers again for the Silver Streaks, who came into this game averaging just under 20 per game, which is an unacceptable number.
Yeah, it's tough to win when you turn the ball over that much.
And when you're doing it against a team like this, you know, you're going to end up with a score like what's on the scoreboard.
They're going to take advantage almost every time.
Up top, this is Braden Freeman with it. Now into the right corner, it goes to Lewis. The junior skips it back out, swinging around to the left side into the corner. The fake, now on the floor. The drive up and in by Peyton Olmstead, his first basket. And they now do have a 50-point lead. It's 78-27. Easton around midcourt. Pull up, right side floater off the high post. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Carl couldn't control. Ajung Beda comes up with it for Moline, and the Streaks force a turnover in the backcourt. Attacking Ajung Beda right along the baseline between Almaguer and Carl, and the Streaks force a rare turnover, the seventh of the game, on Moline. On the inbound, Dominique shoots a three off the wing. Missed it. Schimmel with a rebound, his first of the game. Ian is scoreless tonight.
Yeah, that's one of the first open looks Ian's had all night. He just rushed it just a bit. Couldn't knock it down.
Left side three, missed it on the floor. Ian comes up with a rebound. Olmstead couldn't hit it from the corner. Easton driving in from the left side.
Nice.
Got it.
Nice finish by Easton with on the left-hand side.
He leads the Streaks in scoring with 13 tonight. That's his first basket of the second half. Loose ball underneath the basket, knocked out of bounds. And the Streaks force a turnover. Here's one of the two freshmen on the roster for the Silver Streaks. Jackson Croc Sibbing in as Carl will sit with a minute four to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, these are valuable minutes here for Jackson and Taylor and these kids to get good varsity minutes here and get some learning experiences.
Almaguer with it on the right side. He is not afraid to shoot it. Here's Taylor Davis driving in, cut off, swinging around to the right side. Almaguer for three, hits it off the right wing. Aiden's second basket of the game. He's got five.
Yeah, you can see Aiden setting up, ready to shoot there, had his hands up nice and ready and was ready to shoot and knocked it down as soon as the ball came to him.
It's Almaguer's first three of the season. In fact, I'm not so sure that's not his first three attempt of the season. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. We're going to have running clock in the fourth quarter with the Streaks down 46. And under the circumstances, especially with tempers getting heated here in the third quarter, it's probably just as well we're going to have running clock.
Probably a good thing.
On the left side, Olmstead, the kick out, Lewis for three. A long three, and he drained it. 81-32 Moline. Final 10 seconds. Easton's got to get some urgency here. Get it across court. Look at the clock. Easton down to four. Up the near side, little crossover dribble to the right side. Fires at the top of the arc, off the rim. 81-32, Streaks down big at Moline. Running clock when we come back from Wharton Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Another big quarter for Moline in quarter number three, putting up 28 on the Silver Streaks. Galesburg has only 32 for the entire game. 81-32 as we start the fourth quarter. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels from Wharton Fieldhouse on the floor for the Streaks. Aiden Almaguer, pass to the lane, picked off by Zach Hendricks into the game. And the 22nd Galesburg turnover. Quick three by Schimmel, left wing. Missed it, and Almaguer chases down the rebound. We got running clock again here in the final quarter. So this game figures to end quickly. On the left side, Jace Keith tries a little stutter step to kick into the backcourt. Dominique saves it from going into the backcourt, into the hands of Taylen Davis, along with Croc Sibbing on the floor for the Streaks. And who haven't I mentioned? Here's a quick three left side. Almaguer fires another one up, but that one won't go in. Schimmel with a rebound. One minute gone here in the final quarter. 81-32 Moline. In a game of, or in a week of Western Big Six Conference openers that have not been close around the league. The drive by Wood Carey and the dump off to Peyton Olmstead for the lay-in. 83-32. And you know these secondary players for Moline are going to be very effective just because of the first team that they're going to have to practice against all the time.
You practice against great players, it makes you better every day.
Another missed three by Almaguer and another rebound by Schimmel, who has it now. Fires one top of the arc. That one's off the mark. And Almaguer with a rebound at the other end.
Yeah, and this second unit for Moline has actually played really well.
Ian, a rare open look, but that one won't go down. A little too strong off the back iron. Taylor Lewis, the rebound for the Maroons. Galesburg sophomores also lost tonight, 71-48. So it has been ugly all the way around for the men in black here tonight, as they do force a turnover there, 9 in the game for Moline. Dominique fires it right side to Davis, open look for three, missed it. Rebound, tip for Almaguer, fights for it, throws it off a Moline player. Zach Hendricks caught out of position, didn't see it coming back in. And Almaguer creates an offensive rebound save on the other end.
Yeah, good hustle there by the Streaks, not giving up on the play.
Dominique now sits. He should be done for the final 5.5 minutes. Brandon Lewis into the game for the Streaks. So Lewis, Almaguer to inbound on the baseline. Lewis is getting held by the jersey. Olmstead in there just reached out, had a hold of his jersey, and was holding him under the basket. Nobody saw it. It could have been a foul away from the ball, and the Streaks end up turning it over anyway, throwing it into the backcourt. Jamal Waters in for the Streaks as Keith sits down. 5 minutes and counting here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, good experience for these kids to get some good quality minutes here at Wharton Fieldhouse. It's a great place to play, storied place to play.
Up top, around a man. Fake screen and a good look to nobody there. And Aiden Versluis comes out of nowhere on a bounce pass from Wood Carey, working around the right side of the lane. It looked like he was bouncing it to a wide open Silver Streak on the opposite side of the lane. And Versluis, from way out high, came out of nowhere, took it on the bounce, laid it in, and got fouled by Croc Sibbett.
Yeah, this Moline team just executes, even their second team. They're just executing to perfection every time down the court.
So you can't just stand there and wait for the ball to come to you. There's a miss on the free throw. Almaguer with a rebound has it knocked loose, and Devin Cortez for Moline can't catch up to it. Streaks will hang on to it.
We'll see if Streaks can do something good here in the last 4 minutes and have something to ride back home with, a little positive note.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, Croc Sibbing on the left wing. Entry pass to Waters, intended for Waters, stolen away by Hendricks. Good anticipation to come around for the weak side. Stole it away. On the left side, Hendricks is going to shoot a three. Missed it. Under the basket, rebound Jamal. Good job fighting away to get it back. He was a little too far under the basket. Now they have it batted away into the backcourt, and the Streaks will hang on to it. Jamal got caught too far underneath the basket, was out of position for the rebound, and he just managed to fight his way back into position to come up with that one. Got a little careless on the pass, had it batted away, and the Streaks hang on to it. There's a drive down the left side with Leslie Kelly into the game for the Silver Streaks. Brandon Lewis on the offensive rebound put back. That won't go. Quincy leading United Township by 12. That late in the fourth quarter, though, as UT trying to attempt a little bit of a run. Down the right side of the lane, the scoop up and in by Wood Carey, the freshman. 87-32 with under 3 minutes to play in the game.
The freshman's got a nice little burst to him, sees the floor well, and can pass it.
And another Galesburg turnover. Two-on-one game, layup to the right side by Cortez, a sophomore. And this second or even third unit, as you might refer to it, from Moline, still taking advantage of Galesburg turnovers. And Galesburg calls a timeout, a 30-second timeout. You might wonder why. Well, because this is coachable opportunity in live game action for this unit for the Silver Streaks, and the coaching staff wants to take advantage of it to try to get them to run some plays here.
Yeah, anytime you've got the young kids out on the court, the bench, and you get a chance to teach them a little something, and Chad's doing a good job of that right now.
89-32, Silver Streaks down big. Again, no game tomorrow. Hope you all were able to enjoy the IBCA, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association presentation, honoring the Galesburg girls basketball program at the big win over Geneseo last night at John Field Gym, honoring the 1,000th victory of the Galesburg girls basketball program.
Yes.
Great achievement.
Congratulations to the Streaks and Coach Massey.
And a great win for the Silver Streaks, too, to defeat a Geneseo team that has been so good in the Western Big Six Conference these last couple of years, and to take them out of the ranks of the undefeated. We've got a uniform issue here with Taylor Lewis. He's got some blood on the uniform.
And speaking of the IBCA, my partner here is going into the IBCA Hall of Fame, Coaches Hall of Fame. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you.
I know it doesn't come up until May, but I read about it last night online when I was researching some articles. You kept it a secret from me.
I found out a week ago on Saturday. Yep.
Well, congratulations nonetheless. You deserve
Thank
it more
you.
Than anybody.
Thank you very much. Jamal Waters in the left corner after the uniform issue has been addressed for Moline and a substitution made. And the Streaks are going to run some offense here coming out of that timeout. Here's Cody Jones into the game, curls around, and the Streaks with the ball movement going on. Kelly down the left side of the lane, bounces it back out to Croc Sibbing. Caught in the lane, gives to Jones, floats it up with the right hand inside the free throw line, missed it. Zach Hendricks with a rebound.
That was a nice possession there the young Streaks. Moved the ball well, got a nice shot.
Right corner three by Ajung Beta, missed it. Good box out on the weak side by Hendricks to fend off Waters for the rebound. 2 minutes to go in the game. Pump fake by Cortez off the right elbow. Now up top it goes to Carey. He'll shoot the three. Long, and a long rebound comes out. Fought for in the lane. Jones outlets Lewis. Caught in traffic. Gives it right side Kelly. The kick out. Waters steps in. Shoots a 15-foot leaner off the rim. Jones with a rebound. Tries to feed it through the lane. Intercepted by Moline. Everything run well there until the turnover. The break at the other end. The quick catch in the up and in by Aiden Versluis, who's got five here in the fourth quarter. 91-32.
I'm very impressed by this freshman, Wood Carey. He's out there. He sees the floor very well. That was another nice assist by him.
Jones out high at the volleyball line. Cody Jones, a sophomore for the Streak. Hands off to Leslie Kelly, a freshman. Bounces it off the shoulders of Croc Sibbing, but he chases it down. He's double-teamed. Somebody's got to be open. And the ball knocked out of his hands, but they're going to give it back to Moline. It was poked away from behind on
that's a tough turnover. That's a tough turnover for the freshman.
Under a minute to play in the game. Moline will not score 100 tonight. Small victory.
they're not going to get to 100 tonight.
Because it was looking for all intents and purposes for a while. They were like they were going to get there easily. Cortez drives into traffic. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds. Moline couldn't hang on to it. 10 Moline turnovers. Final 30 seconds of the game here.
Yeah, it's a good thing there's a running clock, because if the running clock wasn't happening, they probably would have got there tonight.
Keep in mind, the starters all came out with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter also. Croc Sibbing scoops it back to Jones on the left wing. The reach in, knocked loose. Jones picks it up, skips it right side over to Kelly. Off his hands, back out to half court. Now the dribble. Right side, Jamal Waters on the wing. 11 seconds. Jamal drives, scoops with the left hand, rolls off the rim. Nice move by Jamal to create some space for himself. Couldn't get it down. Moline with a rebound. Final 2 seconds, that's the ball game. Well, it was a ball game a long time ago, but it's official now. 91-32. Second win of the season for Moline. They open the Western Big Six Conference with a victory. We'll watch the handshake line here for a moment.
That's a very good basketball team right there. That's as good as we're going to see all year.
And it looks like we're going to have a peaceful handshake line here, and no further issues will develop from that technical foul and some of the player-to-player contact we had going on there with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. So all seems well here as Moline goes to 2-1 in the season. They start off the Western Big Six 1-0, and the Streaks drop under 500 for the season at 2-3. 91-32 the final. Sophomores lost tonight 71-48. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
91-32 the final. Moline wins it. They're 2-1 on the season. Silver Streaks dropped 2-3 overall. Well, we can go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. I like your thoughts earlier, Jason. Yeah. We were sitting here adding up numbers. We didn't say a word to each other as we were wrapped up in our numbers here, so we haven't talked about this. I hope I'm not catching you off guard here.
No, I think Jace, he provided a spark there. You know, he made some free throws. He had played well defensively, was very aggressive tonight, and it was good to see out of him.
So Jace Keith, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, he finishes with 5. The aggressiveness, I would say, is certainly a situation of getting to the free throw line like he did in the first half. And I'm not going to say for sure that he finished with more free throws than anybody else tonight, but I do believe he did. I mean, when you look at the numbers, not huge, but when your team scores only 32 points, you're not going to find anybody on the floor who has big numbers tonight. Easton did finish in double figures with 13, but I did like the play of Jace in terms of just the aggressiveness, as you said, attacking the basket, going after some loose balls.
Yes.
As head coach Chad Thompson joins us now in our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. So let's hear what the coach has to say here tonight. Coach, it was a run-and-gun show right from the very beginning. You talked about playing zone here tonight, but the way things started off, it looked like that probably really didn't turn out to be the best decision, huh?
No, we knew coming in that if we went zone, the risk we would run is would they get hot from three quick. We were trying to contain their dribble penetration, and it was exactly what happened. They got hot from three quick. I really thought, you know, even still in the half court in our man-to-man, we were not too bad. We still have that learning curve on offense. If we don't need to make the 100-point shot. We were shooting very quick, trying to come back into a game when it was like a 5 or a 7 or a 10-point game. When you go that fast early, a lot of times what happens is the deficit doesn't explode. It slowly grows, and then eventually there's the big explosion that we saw in the second quarter. Really, I really thought we played a solid game effort-wise. I thought our guys tried to do what we wanted them to do. Moline's a really good team. This is not going to be the first time you see a score like this with a Moline team this year. You're going to see a lot of them. So. They're a good team, but at the same time, we're not happy with how we performed tonight. But I will say I'm very proud of our guys for fighting through a lot of adversity here tonight as well.
We talked before the game tonight about the physicality that you wanted your guys to play with here tonight. Did the speed of their movement and how quickly they passed the ball and moved with the ball, did that make trying to establish that physicality more difficult tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we talked about physicality, we talked about like bumping a cut or making them feel us all the way around the court. Hitting them on a box out. Now, when we go back at the film, I think we're really going to like what we look like on boxing out. I know we got blown out. I understand that. And they're, like I said, they're really good. But every time.
Rebounding numbers were pretty close tonight,
that's
actually.
What I'm saying. I mean, they have a guy that's 6'11" going to Iowa. I mean, we're looking at Fran McCaffrey as we speak right now. I mean, that Freeman kid, I mean, he looks like an NBA player. I mean, he's an absolute stud. You look at Brock Harding and how he changed his game, how high he jumps now. I mean, he almost tomahawked that one on transition. You look at Trey Taylor, who's become. I mean, he looks like an NFL player as a sophomore. I mean, they've got guys that are big, and I saw Gino rip a rebound right out of Freeman's hands early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that going to happen all the game? No, but it shows Gino's determination and tenacity to go get it and play with them. So we've got to be able to grow. And I told our guys in the locker room, we still are showing so many spurts as a young team that are trying to find our way, trying to find our identity. And I told them there's going to be bumps along the way. We knew that coming in. But if you will buy into it, we are going to play our best basketball in February. And like we kind of talked, me and you have talked a lot, we didn't necessarily play our best basketball in late February last year. We had injuries. It was a grind of an ending with concussions and sickness. We've got to make sure our guys are healthy, and we got to continue to get them to improve. You look at Gino, you know, I thought he was way better handling the ball tonight. Yes. Everything was a lot straighter. We also ran into a perfect storm, Ian having the worst shooting night of his career.
Yeah.
It was a perfect storm of bad with Ian, And the thing with Ian is what's known doesn't have to be said. He knows it wasn't great on the offensive end tonight, and he's going to have that corrected because that's who he is.
I thought, you know, one thing you guys, you know, playing a team like this is a great learning experience. I mean, especially, you know, early in the season, it's going to be something you guys can build off of. You guys looked, you know, a little out of sorts at the beginning. I think, you know, their pressure, you guys haven't seen pressure like that yet. You know, that's big time, almost like I was telling Brad, almost like college basketball type defense. I mean,
yeah, it's like going to be playing Iowa City.
Yeah. I mean, you got obviously two kids that are going to Iowa, but I mean, the rest of the kids, they fill in the, The Welch kid is a dog. He's out there. He's making threes. He's playing great defense. I mean, that's going to be a game you guys learn from. It's going to help you down the line, I think.
Absolutely, and it's sticking to a game plan. You know, last year we talked about how, like, we spent a lot of our practice time consistently preparing for our next opponent because we had seasoned veteran players that knew the work to put in to start practice. They knew the skill development to put in. They knew what needed to be tweaked, and we did it quickly. This group, we're still developing that skill.
Yes.
We're still developing players, so we're learning. We're doing scouting report and adaption while also developing a lot more skill than we did in the past. That takes a mental toll on you every day, and our boys are fighting. We did not have a bad week of practice. We played a bad game and ran to a giant.
Yeah.
This was David versus Goliath, and Goliath came out on top tonight. And it is, and they're, like I said, this is a team that's built to win a state championship, and this is my first time seeing them live against a team that's rebuilding. But, you know, I like what they put together here as well. You got to give credit to their staff and their schedule. Like, you look at Moline, they're not here with this team playing the Big Six plus some throwaway games. They're going to Simeon. They're going to play Vashon in St. Louis. They're going to play East St. Louis. You got to tip your cap and give respect where it's deserved because they know they have a special team and they're challenging these young men. And really, if you look at it, that's going to create their kids into being great young men as well. And I have nothing but respect for their staff in that program.
Coach, we appreciate you coming by as always. We'll see you Tuesday night back home for Sterling.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Chad Thompson of the Silver Streaks. Take
Thanks,
a break
Coach.
Here on the post-game show. We'll come back, take a look at the final statistics as the Silver Streaks fall here at Moline tonight on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here as the Silver Streaks fall 91-32 at Wharton Fieldhouse, our postgame statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Moline finished 36 of 55 from the field tonight, 10 out of 25 from three-point range, 10 out of 13 from the free throw line, 13, 16, 18, just adding up numbers here really quickly, 25, 31. So looking at the rebounding numbers, Silver Streaks were out-rebounded tonight. We talked with Chad Thompson there a moment ago. The rebounding numbers weren't that far off, 31-24 in favor of the Moline Maroons. Silver Streaks tonight, just 12 field goals made, 12 out of 38 from the field, including 5 out of 17 from three-point range. And the turnovers, again, way too many. And Chad Thompson was talking about the varsity experience that Moline is bringing back. And the Silver Streaks, it's not that they don't have kids who played varsity basketball last year, but the amount of what we would call quality varsity
minutes.
Basketball time. And that, I think, is just as much of the story tonight here. You're running up against a team. He used the word rebuilding. Okay, maybe. I don't know how much you can really rebuild in high school.
Right,
but, I mean, you've got less experience going up against not only massive varsity experience, but just as talented as a team as there is in the state of Illinois, and that's why they're number two in the state in Class 4A for a reason. So it was just kind of that perfect storm of things.
Yeah, they definitely showed why they're the number two team in the state tonight.
Take one final break here. We'll close things out with our individual scoring numbers when we come back as Moline wins it over the Silver Streaks on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated,
on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Just throwing together the scoring numbers here really quickly, basically adding up the Moline numbers. We've got the Galesburg numbers already added up.
Yeah, they that's like we said, that's as good as a team we're going to see all year. You know, you got a Division I coach over here on the court talking to players and fans and stuff, taking pictures. So,
referring to Fran McCaffrey from Iowa, who's here watching his two future players between Brock Harding and Owen Freeman. So let's look at the numbers. Freeman finished leading the Moline Maroons tonight with 23, 19 for Harding, 12 for Grant Welch, and 10 for Trey Taylor. Then you jump into the bench players. Aiden Versluis, 5. Peyton Olmstead, 4. Alex Schimmel with 4. Taylor Lewis had 3. Braden Freeman, Wood Carey, Devin Cortez, and Vinny Adjungbeda with 2 each, and 1 for Jasper Ogburn. For the Silver Streaks, Easton Steck leads away with 13 tonight, 5 each for Gino Williams, Jace Keith, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and for Aiden Almaguer. Then we drop down to Carter Clary with 3, Taylen Davis off the bench with 2, and the Silver Streaks got about everybody into the game, but nobody else scored. 91-32, Streaks did not score a point in that fourth quarter. They put up 9 shots and missed them all. So back to the drawing board for the Streaks. And, you know, we talked last week after that Wells game in the Thanksgiving tournament. You said, well, it's an advantage. Turn right around and play again. Mm-hmm. Come back Saturday morning after the loss Friday night. Streaks took advantage of that. They don't have that tomorrow.
Right.
With the Sterling game coming up on Tuesday, but you know, under the circumstances, that might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, I think with a couple days off, give them a couple more days of preparation and prepare for a different opponent. You know, a team that we should be able to play with a little bit. You know, definitely, they're, you know, Sterling's not going to have 2 Division I guys and a team full of sharpshooters. So hopefully it's a much more competitive contest for the Streaks, and we take care of the basketball a little bit better, and we come out on top Tuesday and bounce back with a win.
Streaks are under 500 for the season now at 2-3. They start off the Western Big Six Conference 0-1. Jason, appreciate your time as always. See you Tuesday night.
I appreciate you.
For Jason Wessels and for Sam Satiski, who's alongside for the ride here tonight from Wharton Fieldhouse, Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons. In the sophomore game, also went to the Maroons 71-48. 91-32 in the varsity game. Good night from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.